Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Okay, I've been talking about a spirit of fear, and I feel led to continue. Okay, we all know, or if you've been listening to the last couple lessons, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And we've gone over the pendulum. On one side of the seesaw, we have an actual demon that comes with fear. That's his sword. And on the other pendulum, we have the gifts of God, which are his authority, which are his love, and which is a sound mind that he gives us. And these things are wonderful. But I'd like to do today is discuss what Paul was saying to Timothy. Because Paul is giving Timothy some lessons here. And he's warning him. And why is he warning him? He's warning because a devil is going to try to come into you. Yes, if you want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have a confrontation with the spirit of fear. Let me read this again. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Here we go. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Paul, the Spirit of God through Paul, is telling Timothy, a spirit of fear is going to try to take away God's authority, take away God's love, take away a sound mind, but you better hold fast. And the first thing that Paul tells Timothy, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. You know, that in itself is amazing. Why was I ashamed of Jesus before he came to my life? I'm not ashamed of any sports figure. You know, I'm not ashamed of any musician. I'm not ashamed of really anybody. But even now, I have to fight a demon of shame. Like I've said before many times, I get involved in reunions with college buddies, and I might not have seen them for decades. And I'll do something as simply as bow my head and pray over my food, and they're ready to fall over. And I'm saying, you know, I might have a fight. Oh, you know, just you don't have to pray for your food. And now, oh, wait a minute. You know, the devils will come at you with a spirit of fear over anything. And it's the spirit of fear, as we're reading here, on many occasions, is to make you ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. And, you know, we see all this stuff going on, even from a political standpoint. All right, let's talk politics, just for the fun of it. Where were the conservatives when abortion came to be? Where were the conservatives when prayer came out of the school? Where are the conservatives recently? Where are the conservatives in the churches when we put homosexuals in the pews? You know, this is all about people don't have the guts to stand up and say, this is wrong. And this is what Paul is telling Timothy. He's warning him. This is an actual evil spirit, and it's called fear. And it's going to make you ashamed of God's testimony. You know, God has done so much for me. My knees shake so many times because this is just me personally. He's done so much for me. He showed himself to me so many times in so many situations. I mean, supernatural. And yet still I find myself, you know, thank God I know I haven't arrived. But the fact is, how rotten are we as human beings? I guess I should be saying. Pretty darn rotten. I guess we are very rotten. It took Jesus Christ to come down and die for our sins. Enough said. But what he's saying here is, that's the first thing he's warning him. That fear is going to try to take away the testimony. And not only of Jesus, but also other preachers of Jesus. Because he said here, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, fellow believers. You know, this world hates Jesus. This world hates Jesus. Most people are loaded with demons. Yeah. Most people need deliverance. And that includes Christians. Yeah. Out of their flesh. You know, this flesh suit that we're living in is constantly under bombardment. Yeah. Till the day we die, we're going to be in a fight. It's a warfare. And the devils want to live in us. Yeah, they do. But it's the word that washes them out. It's the light that exposes the deeds of darkness and gets them out. But I believe, I'm going to put my hand up first. Have I been delivered of absolutely everything? No. I mean, I've been delivered of what I know, but hey, you know, the Lord little by little shows us things in our life, and he'll expose the deeds of darkness in your life. Many times you don't even realize it. You might think you're holier than thou. You might think, hey, I'm fine. But then all of a sudden, you know, you run across something. So, wow. I've been doing that. Oh, wow. I said that. Oh, wow. I've been judging him and I'm doing the same thing, you know. But see, at least when you're a Christian, you're teachable. See, a spirit of the Pharisees, they were not teachable. But when you're truly a piece of clay, when the Lord comes into your life and he chastens you, and many times he has to scourge you to get you in line because you might think you've arrived. You know, oh, it's all my spouse's fault. Or, oh, that kid turned rotten because it's a rotten kid. I had nothing to do with it. Or, you know, the list goes on. When in fact, you didn't take the beam out of your own eye. Yeah. And the devil made you always put your eyes on somebody else. Yeah, this is a fight. This is a warfare. If there were 2,000 at minimal, it probably was 6,000 because a legion is 6,000. However, the demons went into 2,000 pigs. One man had 2,000 devils. And who knows how many are walking around because of pharmaceuticals. And we're warned in the book of Revelation that Satan is ruling the whole world through pharmaceuticals. He's hiding. He's masquerading absolutely everything through pharmaceuticals. Take the pharmaceuticals away and a lot of things will get exposed. Insanity will get exposed and now you could deal with it. Yes, double-mindedness will get exposed. Now you could deal with it. How are you going to deal with something when it's laced with pharmacy drugs? Yeah, you get what I mean. But I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. It's a fight. And you better be renewing your mind with truth. Not the things of this world. And we're warned about that. But let me continue this. I'll read this again. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose, grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So in other words, you aren't called into the ministry of the Lord, and we all are, but you aren't called into it because you're such a good guy or girl. You're called into it because that's your purpose. And I believe that's for every single one of us. If Christ died for every one of us, that means every one of us is important. and we all have a mission field, and we all have a purpose. And I believe when we get before him and get judged, we're going to discuss it, because we are predestined for a certain life. I believe everybody is predestined. The fact of the matter is, did you follow your calling to work out that predestination, or did you take a left when you should have taken a right? Exactly. Exactly. And I believe when we get judged, they'll say, you know, I had these plans for you, but you fell in love with money, and this is what happened. You know, I had these plans for you, but I warned you 10 times not to commit that adulterous act, but this is what happened to you. Now, granted, none of us have arrived, but I'm just giving you some examples. Walk holy, starting right now. And a holy walk isn't being a holy roller. A holy walk is simply separating your things from the things of this world, meaning the things that are attacking your mind, you know, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the deceitfulness of riches, the cares of the world. These things are all trying to take you away from the simplicity of walking with Jesus Christ. Quite simple. But Paul warned Timothy here. Don't give in to a spirit of fear, but you also partake in his afflictions. And a lot of Christ's afflictions were just simply dealing with the day-to-day people. Yes, all the unbelief he had to deal with. He even went to his hometown and couldn't get anybody healed. He got a couple people healed that weren't even Jews. Yes. I mean, look at all his apostles. They all left him. You know, Peter denied him 3 times. Judas just flat out cashed him in. He was totally left alone. How about all the people that he healed? How about the people he rose from the dead? Where were they? Why didn't they run after the cross and try to drag him off of it? No, he was left on that cross naked for you and me. Crown of thorns, nails through his hands, precious blood, the blood, the precious blood, not blood of mankind. Very precious blood that was conceived of the Holy Ghost, a different type of lamb. However, still born of a woman, born under the law. Yes, but that's why he's the God-man. He was conceived. He was God's word. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost, the power of God. And because he died, now we have the Holy Ghost living within us. So, fellow Christian, as you're navigating through this mess called the human experience, and it's certainly seeming to be expedited, the evil seems to be expediting itself. And with all this technology, and with all this communication, it seems like there's more and more a lack of faith. But hold fast. We're warned about this. We're warned about a great falling away in the last days. Don't let it be you. Don't let it be me. Hold fast. Regardless, you're still a creation. Regardless, you're still going to die. Yes, your heart is beating in your chest, and you have an appointed time with the Lord. It's appointed once for a man to die, then the judgment. And there is a hell, and there is a heaven, and it's not a joke. Take it very, very, very seriously. It's not a cheap joke. You are not cheap. You were bought with a price. Jesus Christ gave it all. Just for you. And God bless you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.